Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
They are going to be in a position in which they have to show that they can responsibly govern, given that they have significant majorities in both chambers. And you know, what I've said repeatedly is that I want to work with them. I want to get things done. I don't have another election to run.
Coming up, the Republicans take over the majority in 2015, both chambers. That's the Prez already saying, you know, hey, can we possibly get along, otherwise threatening the veto pen? That's what he was talking about earlier in the day on Monday. Just a couple of days left in 2014. We're going to look back at some of the big stories and look forward at resolutions coming up on our next show, plus nail the score. If you live in California, the idea of getting an omelet might scare you a bit. Why? Because apparently there's a new California law that could send egg prices soaring into the stratosphere. Having eggs go up 40%. Is that crazy? Wow. There's a whole bunch of different laws that kick in on New Year's Day. There's always some cockamamie things that somehow get on the books. And this is one of them. Wait till you hear it. By the way, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, saying, hey, hey, and happy, happy, merry, merry, all that kind of stuff. Hope you blow it out for New Year's in a very good way, whether you're just hanging out at home and watching the ball drop or whatever it is. And you look forward to a peaceful, prosperous, and interesting 2015. In the Golden State, I would be pretty upset about this because 40% is a lot. Back in 2008, I guess voters enacted Proposition 2, which was a ballot initiative that required, check this out, that egg-laying hens, pigs, and calves have enough room to lie down, stand up, turn around, and fully extend their limbs. In 2010, the California legislature expanded the law's reach to ban the sale of eggs from any hens that weren't raised, blah, 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 in compliance with the strict animal welfare standards. So now because of this, what they're saying, this improved housing for chickens will result in an increase of about 10% to up to 40% in wholesale egg prices. Wholesale egg prices. Eggs, it's not what's for dinner any longer. I mean, that's crazy. That's way too high, isn't it? I think of eggs, and I just don't think of eggs as being ridiculously, outrageously expensive. And I think of eggs in my house being used in so many things, I can't imagine. Saying, geez, do you think how many eggs do we need? And maybe that French toast has to go. Maybe that omelet, that giant omelet we make on the weekend, maybe we got to get those egg beaters because actually the egg beaters are cheaper. It's crazy. There's a congressman on the Hill who won't be there much longer. Michael Grimm consulted with the Pope of the of Congress, and that would be John Boehner, the House Majority Leader. And he asked Boehner Speaker of the House asked Boehner, what should I do, a wise one? I was paying people off the books, illegals and others, and it turns out that they got me for about a mil. So I had to plead guilty to felony tax evasion charges, and here we are at the crossroads. Do I need to resign? I would love to be a fly on the wall, and I've heard that conversation between Boehner and Grimm, because it was just the other week that he pled guilty to one count of aiding in the filing of a false tax return. He was supposed to go on trial in February on charges that he kept more than $1 million in sales and wages in his blah, blah, blah health food restaurant outside of the tax system. And that's what he was doing. He was paying people off the books. He could get up to 3 years in prison when he's sentenced on June 8th. I mean, this is a guy, we had him on the show a couple of times. Frankly, he was reelected for the third time in November. And if you didn't know all of this, and this hadn't happened, he actually had, I thought, some pretty good things that he was working on, especially when it came to security. He's a former Marine and FBI agent. People loved him. And then he got in the mix of this restaurant and somehow got tangled up in it, and then that was that. Obviously, he was having trouble in meeting the requirements, the tax requirements, and he paid people off the books, and, you know, this is what happened. I don't think he gets 3 years, but I think he's going to serve some time. I bet you at least a year. Probably a year. He was a guest on the show a couple of times, by the way. All right, right from the get-go, off the bat, if you want to throw in your 2 cents on anything that we talk about, you know how this highway is here. It's always open 24/7, americatonight.net, or you can jingle these digits, 855-266-5283. Grim, right at the top. Hello, Grim.
I am not that grim. And merry, merry, happy, happy to you and all of America.
I love it.
But I am not that grim. Anyhow, I don't know if you caught the latest NFL commercial this weekend. It really busted me up. And I think the NFL heard me over the air. With Terry Bradshaw, did you manage to catch that?
No. Tell me about the spot.
Okay. It's kind of precognistic of my depiction of the Super Bowl of Detroit and Pittsburgh. But Terry Bradshaw did a commercial for the NFL, not for his team, and it was about him being a used car salesman. And the very end of it, spoiler alert, an airbag blows up in his face.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, it is. You have to catch it. But everybody watches the Super Bowl and stays glued to their seats, not just for the game, but for the commercials.
Yeah.
And could you imagine the banner that Bradshaw and the fact that he's working a used car lot and they do the next one where the sign says, Jay Leno's Used Detroit Cars.
Oh, that's great.
Bradshaw being a Pittsburgh Super Bowl winner. And Jay Leno supporting the Detroit Lions.
There might be some foreshadowing in that, yeah.
Yeah, I might have already created one of the greatest banners. And you know, I mean, each time Detroit scores, you show one where, say the next one would be like Pittsburgh scores. Terry Bradshaw would be in the next commercial where Jay Leno shows up in his prize automobile. And says, wash it. And instead of washing it, he sells it for $2.
Oh, I love it.
Jay Leno comes back to pick it up and says, I own a car just like that.
Clever. Oh,
yeah,
clever.
They could do so much that was just, but you have to look for it because I'm sure
I will.
Rebroadcast it, but it literally cracked me up.
Oh, I'm sure it's all over YouTube. I'll find it. But I didn't see it. I didn't see them play that. I'll have to go dig it up. I love it.
Oh, it was hilarious.
Foreshadowing. Don't forget, Grim, we have another Nail the Score coming up in our next show, second hour, last segment, because we're going to continue to roll on through the playoffs since we're only talking about a handful of weeks. Nobody nailed the score in the regular season. Should be a lot of fun. Thanks for listening to this hour. Remember, you can always catch us, americatonight.net. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment periodic basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, and we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
Probably pumping your fists at the price you're paying at the pump. In my neighborhood, I don't know about the rest of you, in my neighborhood, gas $1.85. The drop in oil prices has, of course, smashed down what we're paying when we pump the petrol into our cars. So a 44% drop in oil prices since June. They say the average is 240, but I don't know what average that is. Because first, this is in Texas, we had 197 and now we're into 180. And I know that I've checked with my friends in the Northeast and they say they can easily get it at 2 and less than 2. So I'll tell you what would be interesting is to see if more SUVs are being sold. And I think that it's more encouraging. So the gas guzzler type of rides that we prefer all of a sudden are on the upswing again, because when the prices are lower, then that makes people think, I really got a crew that I have to put into something bigger, so I'm going to get an SUV. You know, electric car sales, I checked into this, because I'm starting to see a few charging stations pop up in my travels. The sale of electric cars through November of 2014 down, they say, by about 20,000 cars or almost 4% compared with last year. And, you know, is this the same thing? Is this due to, okay, oil prices are down, so, you know, we don't have to pay as much, so now we don't want to pay what you have to pay for an electric car. We don't want an electric car because of what you have to deal with an electric car. I mean, there are certain, I think, mental barriers to the whole electric car thing for a lot of people, frankly. And if the gas is lower, it makes a lot of people feel much more secure in that. You know, I've talked to people who have electric cars, and they swear by them. They say it's not a big deal, that it's easy to recharge, and you keep track of your miles. And I think, yeah, how many of us out there, when we're doing the gas thing, we're riding home on E? You know exactly where you have to be, where you have to stop before, all bets are off. I got nothing left in this tank. So I gotta stop and get gas. Now, would I trust myself with electricity? Where am I getting my charging stations? How many are there? What if you're hauling off somewhere long? I don't know. I would have some reservations in a sense about that. Not tooling around in an area where you knew you were fine and it was just errands and close. But if you had to go further, knowing where those places were to stop. I mean, you'd have to have it mapped out, that's for sure. Speaking of having it mapped out, they still don't know what happened with that missing jet. Indonesia is begging for help from the U.S. to search for the missing plane. It's a very crazy thing. It was a short hop deal. The plane was filled mostly, well, all Indonesians were on this flight, they say, the 162 people. And this should have been an easy sort of puddle jumper. Traveling from Indonesia to Singapore. And there was some stormy weather, so there was a radio call to climb a little bit higher, and then after they were climbing a little bit higher, that was it. Suddenly they disappeared off of the radar. You know, done. So there are a lot of people aiding, helping, trying to find this plane, because here we go again. Remember, we still don't know what happened to that Malaysian flight back in March, and now you've got another missing jet. I mean, how do you lose another plane? 3 days and counting. Now we're into 4 days, actually. And, I mean, that it's just freaky. Are they going to find... They think they found what might be some debris from the plane, but they don't know for sure. So they got to get out there and get that debris and think if they can identify it and, you know, figure it out, whether it is or not. I don't know. It's just crazy that in modern times you have a plane that just vanishes. You got to figure, okay, what happened? Was it pilot error combined with weather? Did something, you know, so was that what it was? And did it, you know, ultimately did the plane crash and they just haven't been able to find it yet? Or, you know, what's the deal behind that? When we last talked, we were talking about police and how dicey it was, the relationship with the mayor, Bill de Blasio, with the mayor and the cops in New York. On Monday, he was at a ceremony for new police officers and was booed a little bit and heckled a little bit. There certainly is a rift between the mayor's office and the NYPD. In fact, so much so, he's meeting with the union chief of the NYPD and trying to figure out a way to mend fences there. In the meantime, the funeral was set for the second officer killed in that ambush. And this wasn't that long ago. I mean, this is the worst thing ever, is you got two cops, sitting ducks, the nutball that shoots them in cold blood, then kills himself, of course, and it just explodes in the city, that now the police are targets, and not just in New York, are they targets in other places? So you had the second of the two New York City police officers buried after that ambush. And, you know, just waiting for his family to come back from China, it was the key thing in holding off on the second funeral. So you had Officer Rafael Ramos, who they had a funeral for him over the weekend. Imagine that, right after Christmas. And now you got the second one, Weijin Jinlu, and that's coming up. And I mean, it's unbelievable what's happened here. Unbelievable. And the tension in New York is high. I mean, some people are saying, well, you know what, we're busy, so it's not what you think. I mean, this is how New York is, holiday time and everything. And, of course, it's a tragedy. It's terrible. But it's not as tense as you think. But I've talked to people about the police relationship, not with people, not with the people on the street, etc., but the police relationship with some of the scarier areas in the city, and also with the mayor's office. I, you know, this isn't a trumped-up thing. It is what it is. It's for sure. For sure, this is the feeling that has spread throughout throughout the city. The mayor did a little bit of damage here. And it's not too far-fetched to say he was too far over the line when he was talking about the cops, when he was talking about relationships in urban areas. And what happens in minority communities, and this was after the death of, you know, a guy, Eric Garner, who was in a chokehold, but he was selling illegal cigarettes, and then the police responded to the call, and we know that story of what happened there, and the chokehold that was the I Can't Breathe t-shirts that you're seeing all over the place, a terrible thing. But that has now exploded in five or six different directions and has led to massive discussion in this country about the police, your safety, the police safety. Are there people that are just going after cops now just to shoot them, just to ambush them? And boy, I hope that's not the case. But I would never be so naive to think that it's not a possibility based on what we just have seen happen in New York City to both of those two police officers that I talked about. Awful, awful stuff. Hey, coming up here on America Tonight, as we look back at 2014, Bobby Kennedy and I had an interesting discussion, not about politics per se, but really about his passion when it comes to a certain ingredient, we'll call it, used in vaccines and the reason why. Stay with us.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House Freeze Dry Foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Mercury's rising, and a lot of people are tired of hearing about this because they don't understand about the junk science, and we've talked about it here on America Tonight a ton. I am so pleased to welcome to this show Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He's got a new book out about thimerosal, Let the Science Speak, and I hope that this hits hard to a lot of people who do not understand, I believe, the comment about the mercury, what's happening in vaccinations and what has taken place over the last couple of decades. Bobby, thanks so much for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Katie.
So talk about the passion that you feel for this subject and tell us more about thimerosal and why this stuff is so dangerous and why is there this push to push this away?
Well, thimerosal is a mercury-based vaccines preservative. It's in, it's about 50% mercury, ethyl mercury, and it has been in vaccines since around 1932. And when the vaccine protocols were changed in 1989, the amount of mercury that children were getting became very, very significant. And there were a number of red flags that were raised about it. There was a study that CDC produced called the Verstraten study, and the initial iterations of that study connected the doses of thimerosal. They never compared people who were not exposed, but they compared exposed
donations, people who had received, for example, just 25 micrograms per liter to people who had received 50 micrograms of thimerosal. And what they found was that there was a strong connection between the thimerosal, and this is a CDC study, and that was the first iteration of this study, but they found that there was a strong connection between the exposures, the difference between those exposures, and a high correlation with a whole constellation of neurodevelopmental disorders, including ADD, ADHD, tics, speech delay, language delay, and a 700% increase in autism between the exposed, as I said, exposed populations. So that issue and the connection with autism became a radioactive issue and an issue that people really it's almost verboten. It can't be talked about. What I got dragged, Katie, kicking and screaming into this issue, I was going around the country lecturing about methylmercury, which is another family of mercury from power plants. It's the kind of mercury that's emitted by coal-burning power plants, and it ends up in fish, and everybody recognizes that this is neurotoxic, and the federal government and the states have developed advisories to limit the amount of methylmercury that we take, and yet at the same time, we were injecting large amounts of ethylmercury, which we now know which even the Institute of Medicine, the U.S. government, says it should be regarded as equally toxic. We were injecting much higher doses into little children. In 1999, the CDC recommended the withdrawal of thimerosal from all pediatric vaccines in the United States. And over the next 3 years, it was removed. The FDA also removed thimerosal from all topical medicines. So you might remember that when I was young anyway, we would put mercurochrome ointment on. It dyed your skin red, and you'd put it on a cut, and it was an antiseptic ointment. Also murine eye drops. Well, they found out that those were actually causing people severe damage to people's retinas, and in fact 11 babies were killed in a Canadian hospital as a result of thimerosal being applied as an antiseptic. So the FDA banned thimerosal in 1998 in all topical, in all over-the-counter medications. But at the same time, oddly, CDC was increasing the amount of thimerosal that was going in, being injected directly into babies and vaccines.
Mm.
Okay, so all of it was taken out of the pediatric vaccines by 2003, and a lot of Americans believe that it's been removed from all vaccines, but at the same time, CDC issued recommendations that every American receive flu vaccines, and the majority of flu vaccines are preserved by bolus doses, very, very large doses of thimerosal, and they were recommended for the first time thimerosal was being given to pregnant women, and not, you know, just occasionally, but in every trimester of their pregnancy. And so while they removed it from the pediatric vaccines, they put essentially equivalent amounts into the flu vaccine so that an 8-year-old child today could receive about 187 micrograms if they obey the CDC recommendation.
Wow.
Compared to about 225 micrograms, you know, from the pediatric vaccine. So it's essentially equivalent. And what we've said, I actually spent, I confronted people in the CDC for many years. I would call people who would defend thimerosal, people like Paul Offit, Marie McCormick, Kathleen Stratton, who were running the vaccine program at CDC and defending thimerosal. And their answers to me were, well, first of all, they would say there's no such thing as an autism epidemic, and there's no real epidemic of neurological disorders, and that CDC has now acknowledged that that's not true.
Right.
That, and they would later say, well, the ethylmercury and the vaccines is not toxic. It's not persistent in the body. It's excreted much faster than methylmercury, therefore it's not poisonous. What we now know is, yes, it disappears from the blood very quickly, but it's not leaving the body. It's going into the organs, and it's actually, according to many studies, much more toxic than methylmercury.
Mm.
So, I commissioned a group of science researchers, a crack group of about a dozen scientific researchers for the last 3 years. They've been looking at the science to get rid of all the noise and all the arguments on both sides. And CDC has said for many years there's no study out there that indicates thimerosal is dangerous. But what we did is this group scoured the scientific literature. They found over 500 peer-reviewed publications in, you know, by university scientists, by government scientists, by the best research institutions in this country, and 1,400 references that indicate that this is an extremely potent neurotoxin. It is the most potent neurotoxin that is not radioactive. It's in some, by some estimates, 30 times more neurotoxic than lead.
And
we are injecting it into our children, into pregnant women, in the flu vaccines. Mm. And what we've said is, let's not do that anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have alternatives. We know that they can take it out of vaccines. They did it in the pediatric vaccines. Let's make our vaccine safe. I am pro-vaccine. I'm pro-science. But I think we ought to have safe vaccines. And I'll say one other thing. We did take it out of the pediatric vaccines in this country, but our companies are continuing with U.S. financing to give fully loaded pediatric vaccines preserved with mercury to children, hundreds of millions of children all over the world every year. And
wow.
So even though we've deemed this too dangerous to give to our children in this country, we're continuing to give it to children all over the world. And to me, that's at very least, it's a terrible moral dilemma.
Yeah,
and we
yeah.
should stop doing that.
Yeah, I agree with you. We only have a few minutes left, but let me ask you this, Bobby. Why is the government just sitting there? Why are they sitting back? Why is the government sitting back?
Well, that is a really good question, Katie. In fact, we include in our book a number of letters that have been written by vaccine makers like Aventis Pasteur and Merck to the CDC, saying to the CDC, look, our company is able to produce 100% of flu vaccines completely thimerosal free. And they do this using 2PE, which is an alternative preservative, or they can use they can do it by using the single dose vials rather than the multi dose vials, the single dose vials don't require a preservative, and they said we can make 100% of them. And CDC wrote them a letter back saying, no, we don't want you to do that. We want to continue to use thimerosal in the vaccines. And even though CDC has recommended to the vaccine industry that they remove thimerosal, CDC has secretly insisted to the vaccine industry that they continue to use it. So it's an odd thing. We've met with CDC, and they told us a number of things, but one of the things that they told us is that they are leaving it in because it's an adjuvant. An adjuvant is usually an element, a metal like aluminum that they put into the vaccine that causes inflammation in human tissue, and it apparently makes the vaccines more potent because it stimulates the production of antibodies by the body. So, but in order to be approved as an adjuvant, you have to go through a long and rigorous approval process by FDA, and thimerosal has not been approved as an adjuvant. So if they are using it for that reason, they're using it illegally. And, it's really, it's unclear why they're doing it. So.
Yeah. Yeah, crazy. All right, keep fighting the good fight. Bobby, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me, Katie. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, appreciate it. Bye-bye.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Astound me at the amount of emails we receive here on America Tonight. So let's not stand on ceremony. After all, we only have a couple days left in 2014. Let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
So this one from David, who says, Kate, boy, I thought of you immediately with this whole thing with another plane missing. I know you're on top of it, babe. What's the latest? Well, funny you should ask that. We were talking about it throughout the show. They have debris that's been spotted in the Java Sea, and you've got family members who are furious because it's been 3-4 days. And there are search planes that are off the coast of Borneo, and they're near the location of the debris. They say this could be related to the jet. Sounds like a familiar conversation, doesn't it? But so far, nothing tangible. Nothing yet. The people were from Indonesia. There was 160 plus on board. They were headed to Singapore. It was a couple-hour flight. Started to see some yucky weather on the radar. Requested to climb a little bit higher. Started to do that. Then, poof, off the radar. Go figure. All right, this one from Thomas. Thomas says, Kate, I hope you and your family had a fabulous Christmas, and I'm wishing you the best in 2015. Now that we are out of Afghanistan, or sort of, do you think we did the right thing there? Do you think we made a difference in Afghanistan? And what about the Taliban? Hey, it's a draw with the Taliban. The Taliban, to me, if anything, they're exerting more control, and I think they'll do that over the people. The problem is how long we were in Afghanistan. Shades of Iraq, except for the people are much more illiterate in Afghanistan than they are even in Iraq. And when you're in these sparse villages and the Taliban comes in and they're providing you with whatever it is you need, food, extra cash, whatever, the loyalties will easily switch. Do I think there were some good things done with all the blood, sweat, and tears? Yes, I think some things happened in villages. I think there were people that were pulled together because of the troops that risked so much on the so-called invisible front lines. But overall, no. No. The impact overall, was it worth it? How many people do we have on the show that told us no? That they were seeing the same things over and over again, and that they were so hogtied as to what they could do, frankly. The best news is, as many people that we can pull out of Afghanistan, the better. Because look at Pakistan and what a hornet's nest that's become. And along that Afghanistan-Pakistan border, maybe one of the more scarier places in the Middle East, frankly. And from my vantage point and from talking to terrorism experts, some that we've had on the show, some that I've talked to off the air, to me it looks like, you know, we just were pedaling in the wind, especially in those last couple of years in Afghanistan. All right, this one from Chris. Chris says, Kate, what do you think of Jeb Bush challenging for real for the Republicans? Do you think he gets the Republican nomination? Well, that is the million-dollar or billion-dollar question, I should say. Well, you know, here's the thing. He's surging in some of the polls, but we're still so far away. We haven't quite swung into 2015, and it's all speculation. I mean, he's going to run. I think he's running. That's why he threw the papers in. But who else is there, and how much steam do those opponents have? A Rand Paul, for example, Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz. There's a slew of Republicans that are interested. A bunch. So does he have a chance? Of course. Will he be the candidate? Too early to call. Ask again. What do they say in the Magic 8-Ball? Ask again later. How about, do I think he'd make a good candidate against Hillary Clinton? I mean, there's your question. Who wins straight up, Hillary Clinton or Jeb Bush? The two of them going against each other in the next presidential race. Who wins that race? Could be interesting. Most of you have sent me notes saying there's no way Jeb Bush would beat her, that she would win for sure. Here's one from Harry. Hello, Kate. Haven't sent you anything or spoken to you in a while. I was thinking about you the other day. And the reason why is because I knew the NFL season was wrapping up and you do that nail thing. Yeah, nail the score. And I was wondering if you had a winner this year. And I was also wondering who you think wins the Super Bowl. I love these predictions. Is Jeb Bush going to win the election? Can he beat Hillary Clinton straight up is the question I said you have to ask. But is he going to get the Republican nod? Who's going to win the Super Bowl? You know, the road to the Super Bowl goes in the AFC through New England, and New England has turned it on, you know. Tom Brady looks like Tom Brady from 10 years ago. The NFC, don't count out Seattle. The Legion of Boom is back. The roads go through Seattle in the NFC. The Dallas Cowboys are hot. They're 8-0 on the road. You know, if I were picking right now, who's going to win the Super Bowl? If I were picking right now, I would say Seattle. I would say Seattle. That might surprise a lot of people. But who knows? All right, here's, I say who knows because let's see a little playoffs. Let's get into the playoffs first, right? There's a reason why I smashed my crystal ball. This one from Alan, who says, Kate, my goodness, I think they've spotted debris with that flight. That is good news for those families. Maybe it won't be dragged out like the other plane that's disappeared that we still don't know what happened there. Yeah, they've got debris that they think is this Asian Air flight. I was looking at some photographs of it. It does look like there was one thing I saw that looked like a tail, but until it's official, because of being burned in many other cases, I think they're going to take their time. They've got the photos, so they're looking at it, and it looks like it could be part of the flight. But so I wouldn't be surprised by that. But let's see what they say. The Indonesian Air Force said they saw debris in three different locations in the search zone at different times of the day, including what looked to be like a life vest. Oof, very sad for these families, isn't it? It's like, here we go again. It was an Airbus, an A320, 162 people on board it. Wow. Don't forget, you too can always email me day or night, americatonight.net. Click on contact once you get there. And bada bing, you are in just like that. Certainly that'd be one of the big, that would be one of the big stories in 2014. Some of the air disasters and the missing planes. CNN, how many times did I turn on, flip around to see what was going on? Flipped on them and they'd be, once again, Wolf Blitzer would be talking about the flight, the hunt for the Malaysian air flight and what they had seen and what they were saying in Australia, and they still haven't found it. Still haven't found it. Wild. Crazy. Big story, for sure. The MH370. There were a couple of planes, actually, that disappeared. I mean, this could be, if you think of the crashes and some of the other things, 2014 looks on paper to be one of the worst years. Looks to be. And they really say, in the end, the aviation deaths in 2014 have been the most since 2005. So that certainly tells you something there, doesn't it? I mean, 2014 has had the lowest number of plane crashes in over 6 years. But the planes that crashed, the amount of people on them, I'd say it's a pretty grim, grim year. Can you believe it? We're almost at the end of 2014. In an upcoming show, in our next show, in fact, we're going to look back at some of the biggest stories in entertainment, politics, sports, business, you name it, the buzz in your backyard, looking at resolutions as well, and nail the score. Hey, thanks for listening to America Tonight.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.